It's rarely quiet at Cape Cod Tech. And when you need a plumber or an electrician on Cape Cod, odds are you'll eventually call on the students who studied here. Senior Will Grindel grew up in Dennis and studies plumbing at the school. It's one of the regional high school's 15 hands-on programs offered, including carpentry, cosmetology, and auto technology.
It's basically giving a real-life experience firsthand.
When he's not in class, he's training with the Chatham Company on the job as part of the co-op program.
You're already out there, you're already working, you're already doing it, you're ready for when you graduate.
But should the 42-year-old building be torn down to make way for a new school? Voting yes would mean a property tax increase over the next 30 years for everyone on the Cape not living in Bourne, Falmouth, or Sandwich. Taxpayers would pick up $81 million of the construction cost. The state would pay the rest. It's a small price to pay for a big investment in the local workforce, says Cape Cod Tech Superintendent Bob Sanborn.
Disrespect for that work for so long, or not emphasizing it, has led to a skills gap.
Each town's contribution toward a new school would be based on student enrollment, with Barnstable paying the most. Sanborn says on average, a homeowner's tax hike would be about $23 every year.
I call myself the town scold.
Vita Morris of Yarmouthport is retired and will vote no on what she calls a government scam. She's not against the school, she says, but she's not prepared to take the hit on her tax bill.
Here in Yarmouth, we are facing another school building project. So, it's one thing after another.
The $128 million proposal has also met town-level resistance. Because the cost would fluctuate every year for each town, the Dennis Finance Committee opposes it. Its members estimate each Cape Cod Tech student will cost taxpayers $9,000 a year. Mashpee Selectman Carol Sherman says that's too much.
I'm a stickler. We need to start living within our means. I do.
Sherman says she would only support a new building at a cost of less than $100 million.
We don't need a Taj Mahal. We don't need the big offices. We don't need the grand entrance. It can be scaled back.
But Superintendent Sanborn says rebuilding the school will cost about the same as renovating it and take only half the time.
We didn't enter with a preconceived notion of whether it would be new or renovated, but when the costs became the same, virtually the same, it was a no-brainer.
Maggie Hanelt serves on the Cape Cod Tech School Committee.
I think that the investment in families and children is well worth it.
Hanelt is a librarian in Truro, the town with the fewest students at Cape Cod Tech next year, just 3 out of the school's 600 students.
Cape Cod Tech just does an amazing job at helping these students get the skills they'll need for the 21st century.
Superintendent Sanborn says the cost to operate the new building is hard to estimate at this point. And if voters say no to rebuilding, he says it would be hard to go back to the drawing board.
I don't think we'd ever go backwards and say we would renovate this facility. The cost is neutral. So it may be having to look at our educational plan and downscale it, which I would not really be supportive of.
If voters approve, the new school building would open for classes in 2022. For WCAI in Harwich, I'm Patrick Flannery.